somebody say?
No, I'm not dirty.
What would you probably say if something happened?
Oh, I just jump up and shake it and leave.
What would you say if someone told you something that surprised you? What expression might you have?
I said, oh, for goodness sake, we're crying out loud.
What if something happened that, well, you got disgusted with yourself, you just realized you'd done something stupid?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what I'd say then. I'd say, well, how stupid can you get?
And if someone said something that you kind of resented them saying, you might say, why the very?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them? You want to know about their health, you'd say?
Good morning, how are you today?
And when you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
How are you?
And some people were leaving your house after a visit, you might say, well, I hope y'all come back.
Again.
And someone had done you a favor, you might say, well, thank you, I'm much.
Mm-hmm. Much obliged.
And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Huh?
December 25th?
Uh-huh.
You say, Merry Christmas.
Anything else people used to say?
Well, Christmas gifts.
What?
They used to say that like.
How would they say that?
Come in, Christmas gift.
Did they expect you to give them something?
No, I don't think they did. But they just, maybe they think you had a big eggnog, maybe.
Would they just say that on Christmas Day? Or?
Uh-huh, they just say that on Christmas Day.
What about on the 1st of January?
Well, it was Happy New Year.
Did you ever send New Year's gifts?
No, I don't believe they said it happened. New Year's.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And say you bought something. The storekeeper took out a piece of paper and you did what to it?
Wrapped it up.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it.
If I had to sell?
Yeah, if you had to sell it for less than you paid for, you'd be selling it
cheap.
Or not at a profit, you'd be selling it
at a loss.
Mm-hmm. And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you'd say, well, I like it, but it...
just don't have the money.
Because it's what too much?
It's too much. I mean, you don't have the money to pay that much.
Yeah, because I think that it's what too much?
It's not worth.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't worth that much.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's time to pay your bill, you say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you wanted to know the price of something, you'd ask someone, how much does it
cost?
And some places, if you buy something or pay your bills, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for...
Little lanyard.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have that around here?
Yeah, they used to give it to you. They used to give you a lanyard.
What was it?
Most would be in grocery stores, though.
Uh-huh.
They gave you a little piece of candy or a few cookies or something, a little piece of candy, a few cookies.
When did they stop doing that?
Oh, they've been quit doing that. Yeah, they've been quit doing that. Don't give you no lanyard.
You'd be really surprised to get it now?
You sure would.
If you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to...
borrow it.
You say, back in the 30s, money was...
scarce.
And what does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawl.
And you say,